temperance in all things.
The health reform is an important part of the third angel's message. And as a people professing this reform, we should not retrograde, but make continual advancement. It is a great thing to ensure health by placing ourselves in right relations to the laws of life, and many have not done this. A large share of the sickness and suffering among us is the result of the transgression of physical law, is brought upon individuals by their own wrong habits. Our ancestors have bequeathed to us customs and appetites which are filling the world with disease. The sins of the parents, through perverted appetite, are with fearful power visited upon the children to the third and fourth generations. The bad eating of many generations, the gluttonous and self-indulgent habits of the people, are filling our poorhouses, our prisons, and our insane asylums. Intemperance in drinking tea and coffee, wine, beer, rum, and brandy, and the use of tobacco, opium, and other narcotics has resulted in great mental and physical degeneracy, and this degeneracy is constantly increasing. Are these ills visited upon the race through God's providence? No. They exist because the people have gone contrary to His providence and still continue to rashly disregard His laws. In the words of the Apostle, I would entreat those who are not blinded and paralyzed by wrong teaching and practices, those who would render to God the best service of which they are capable, I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. We have no right to wantonly violate a single principle of the laws of health. Christians should not follow the customs and practices of the world. The history of Daniel is placed upon record for our benefit. He chose to take a course that would make him singular in the king's court. He did not conform to the habits of the courtiers in eating and drinking, but purposed in his heart that he would not eat of the king's meat nor drink of his wines. This was not a hastily formed, wavering purpose, but one that was intelligently formed and resolutely carried out. Daniel honored God, and the promise was fulfilled to him, Them that honor me, I will honor. 1 Samuel 2, verse 30. The Lord gave him knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and he had understanding in all visions and dreams. See Daniel 1, 17. So that he was wiser than all in the king's courts, wiser than all the astrologers and magicians in the kingdom. Those who serve God in sincerity and truth will be a peculiar people, unlike the world, separate from the world. Their food will be prepared not to encourage gluttony or gratify a perverted taste, but to secure to themselves the greatest physical strength and consequently the best mental conditions. Excessive indulgence in eating and drinking is sin. Our Heavenly Father has bestowed upon us the great blessing of health reform, that we may glorify Him by obeying the claims He has upon us. It is the duty of those who have received the light upon this important subject to manifest greater interest for those who are still suffering for want of knowledge. Those who are looking for the soon appearing of their Savior should be the last to manifest a lack of interest in this great work of reform. The harmonious, healthy action of all the powers of body and mind results in happiness. The more elevated and refined the powers, the more pure and unalloyed the happiness. An aimless life is a living death. The mind should dwell upon themes relating to our eternal interests. This will be conducive to health of body and mind. Our faith requires us to elevate the standard of reform and take advanced steps. The condition of our acceptance with God is a practical separation from the world. The Lord calls upon us as a people, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." The world may despise you because you do not meet their standard, engage in their dissipating amusements, and follow their pernicious ways. But the God of heaven promises to receive you and to be a father unto you. "Ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 6:17-18.